From Tidbits on January 21st, 2013, this is Netter's Dinner Declares Success and Shuts Down, written by Adam C. Angst. One of the longest-running traditions in the Macintosh world, the 27-year run of the annual Netter's Dinner at Macworld Expo, now Macworld iWorld, in San Francisco, has called an end to the festivities, based largely on the fact that, with most Mac users on the Internet and able to interact in real time, the event has clearly done its job of connecting all the right people. Organized primarily by Mac developer John Pugh, the Netter's Dinner launched in 1986 as a way for early Mac users in the nascent internet world to meet in person. When I first attended in 1992, I remember being amiably mocked by John during his often lengthy and always amusing audience survey. At some point in the middle, he mugged for the crowd and asked, "And how many people read Tidbits?" only to be greeted with quite a number of raised hands. And just imagine how life would have been different if that question had been met with only puzzled looks. Other questions would reveal just who had been on the internet the longest, a few had participated in its creation, who had the most bandwidth in their house, networking guru Bill Woodcock always won that one, who had the most storage online, I remember answers in the terabytes back when hard disks were measured in the hundreds of megabytes, and so on. The attendees of the Netter's Dinner were a veritable who's who of the Macintosh community through the 1990s and 2000s. Marshall Clow, who worked on Stuff It Deluxe and Eudora, among much else, is the only person to have attended all 27 Netter's Dinners, but many others were nearly as regular. Key Nethery, who worked on the Apple Internet servers and moved on to start the Kagi payment service, handled the money since 1995. Then there was Mark Johnson, who was responsible for starting Apple's first internet server, fdb.apple.com, on a Mac 2CI under his desk in 1989. And until the last few years, Leonard Rosenthal, one of the main guys behind Aladdin Systems and now the PDF architect at Adobe, was a mainstay. While I could never hope to list all the other wonderful people I've enjoyed eating with over the years at the Netter's Dinner, it's also impossible to avoid thinking of folks like Tim Holmes, an Apple evangelist now running his own coffee house, John Callis, who later co-founded PGP, and his wife Tamsin Kanoy, who worked with John in an early virtual meeting space program, Richard Ford, the Open Transport product manager, now managing his own iOS device stands and case company, Amanda Walker, then an internet app developer at Intercon, now a security guru at Google. Alan Oppenheimer, one of the creators of AppleTalk, now the co-developer of the Art Authority iOS app. David Scher, then a disk recovery utility developer, now working on iOS at Apple. Rains Cohen, a B-mug stalwart. Martin Minow, a SCSI guru at Apple who died in 2000. See The Passing of Martin Minow from 2001. And Tom Wire, an Apple networking evangelist and system engineer. At its peak, the Netter's Dinner hosted about 200 people. Attendance in subsequent years dropped significantly as the Apple industry evolved and people moved on to different pursuits. One of the nice things about the Netter's Dinner was how it was always the same. We'd gather in a large group as the show was closing and then walk 1.2 miles to the Hunan on Sansom and Broadway. It's surprisingly amusing to walk in a large group of geeks through crowded city streets, and for a few years when John Pugh couldn't make it, and before there were GPS apps or even good internet mapping services, I had the terrifying task of leading the way. After everyone had gotten drinks, Betty from the Hunan would open up the buffet-style service, and we'd jostle into line to load our plates with hot and spicy Chinese food. Once the eating slowed down, John or I would launch into the audience survey, taking questions from the crowd and playing the audience for as many laughs as possible. Eventually, we'd run out of questions, and everyone would trickle out to walk or cab back. Marshall Clow summed it up nicely when we were making the decision to wrap it up this year. A lot of fun was had, a lot of Sichuan food was consumed. So long, everybody, and see you on the net. I think it's going to be more than just a geek fad. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engston. While I'm certainly going to miss the Netter's Dinner, it's also time to move on and do something new.